It's film festival season in our region. A few weeks ago, we enjoyed the Woodstock Film Festival. This weekend, cinephiles will flock to the northern Berkshire towns of Williamstown and North Adams for Wind Up Fest, the rebooted version of the Williamstown Film Festival. Devoted to documentaries and nonfiction in other platforms, including writing, dance, and podcast, the festival includes filmmaker Luke Meyer, Pulitzer Prize-winning author Elizabeth Colbert, who wrote the terrific book The Sixth Extinction, New Yorker cartoonist Bruce Eric Kaplan, award-winning cinematographer Kirsten Johnson, radio producer Scott Carrier of This American Life, dancers Monica Bill Barnes and Anna Bass, they are hysterical, and more. Events take place throughout Williamstown and North Adams at various locations on the Williams College campus, at Massmoca, at Images Cinema, at restaurants and other venues today through Sunday. And it doesn't end there for movie lovers. Film Columbia brings prize-winning films, including recent work by Masters of Modern Cinema, to Columbia County for 7 days from this coming Monday through Sunday, October 25th. Film Columbia will screen narrative and documentary features, animated and live-action short films, and contenders by regional filmmakers at venues in both Chatham and Hudson. Fred Eaglesmith's Traveling Steam Show rolls back into Club Helsinki Hudson on Saturday at 9 p.m. A longtime favorite of Helsinki audiences, rootsy Canadian singer-songwriter Fred Eaglesmith headlines this old-fashioned road show, which includes an opening set by singer-songwriter Tiffany Tiff Ginn, who was also a member of Eaglesmith's band. Acclaimed singer-songwriter and bandleader Eaglesmith is a genuine iconoclast and true original. He's also hysterically funny, and a Fred Eaglesmith concert is nearly as much a stand-up comedy show as it is a musical performance. Writer-performer Carl Hancock Rux and composer-musician Teo Bleckmann perform their two-man show, The Exalted, the story of the last days of German-Jewish art historian Karl Einstein, one of the first critics to affirm the importance of African sculpture, thus influencing the development of Cubism and the European avant-garde, at the Fisher Center at Bard College, tonight and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Through music, video, text, and installation, Rux and Bleckmann reimagine the atrocities of occupation, the discovery of African art by the West, and Einstein's dreamlike encounter with a metaphysical diorama as a metaphor for survival and self-preservation. The Hudson Valley Philharmonic's 56th season kicks off with This Land, a program featuring new compositions by David Amram on the 75th anniversary of Woody Guthrie's American anthem, This Land Is Your Land. A video program of historic Dust Bowl images set to Samuel Barber's haunting Adagio, and Shostakovich's Fifth Symphony lending a decidedly Russian tinge to the event, at the Bardavon in Poughkeepsie on Saturday at 8 p.m. David Amram, who lives in the Hudson Valley, knew Woody Guthrie and often played his music along with Guthrie friends Pete Seeger and Ramblin' Jack Elliott, his son Arlo Guthrie, and other musicians. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.